I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about the Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave. If you haven't heard that, I want you to get on over to Podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. Also, get over to WeAin'tScared.com. WeAin'tScared.com, a portion of shirts, hats, and other merchandise will go to support charity, in particular Flint, and that is where that man-made water crisis took place almost 4 years ago. Still no clean water. So we went on a national tour last year, actually finished up this year, and we intend to do some other Flint-related fundraising in 2018. All right, so let's shout out Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And we got an in-studio guest. I'm going to bring him on. We want to make sure that we remember that until Black Life Matters, no life matters. Also, We Ain't Scared Records. WeAin'tScaredRecords.com. Get over there. We had three singles that we dropped this year. Truth by Golden Boy, Smoke and Ride by Nels 51 Deuces, and Game Boy. And that is from Young Ruthless, right? And Jusang, shout out to Fo Twin. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. I do have a special in-studio guest, well, by phone, I should say. And his name is Nels 51 Deuces. What's up, Nels?
Yes.
How you feeling, bro?
What up? TX, stand up.
All right. So we got Nels on the line, by phone, and we are in Austin, Texas right now. So I kind of want to set this up. We Ain't Scared Records, we decided that was birthed out of the tour that we were on. And so we were looking for some talent that we really felt had the skill and the belief in the movement, the cause, to join us in our efforts to launch this label. And Nels is an extremely talented artist. Not only does he rap, but he sings, and so he's got a lot of vocal abilities. So Nels, I guess the very first question, knowing that the song Smoke and Ride was for charity, my question to you is, what made you want to, get involved and donate your time to that Red EP project and give back?
Well, excuse me, for me, it's bigger than myself. And coming from the Black community, growing up in the Black community, is always obstacles and things to overcome.
Right.
And if you can't help your community, then you part of the problem in my eyes.
Right.
So regardless if I grew up in Flint, Michigan, where I grew up in Austin, Texas, if I grew up in, like, the other side of the world, like, Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be part of something bigger than myself.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Big ups to that. And so as it relates to the song itself, Smoke and Ride, we did and we have, we've been promoting that a lot. Again, the Red EP. And you went out on tour, right, in a few stops with us. And again, to reiterate, you're from Austin, Texas. And,
yes, sir.
Right? And so talk to the listeners just a little bit, because every city, when it comes to hip hop, it's got its own personality, right? Its own flavor. So just kind of paint a picture for the listeners about what it's like to be in hip hop in Austin. And then we'll talk about some other stuff.
For me, it's inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through music my whole life. And, especially growing up in Austin. Like, we write about Houston, we write about Dallas. So I got to really, like, capture a lot of the Texas moments when it came to the Houston rappers and stuff, doing it big. We got South by Southwest down here where a lot of different artists from different types of places come. You get to really, like, meet the artists, like, when they're here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
for me, man, it's just music is humbling. And when it comes to hip hop, it's just a way to express yourself, no matter what you go through. Whether you're going through like family problems, you're going through financial problems, whatever the case may be, hip hop is a way to express yourself.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the community comes together.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Hip hop.
Okay.
Like, I guess I could use like the Boondocks. It ain't really got nothing to do with music, but the way like my family is, family oriented, we argue, we curse out each other, we fight with each other, but at the end of the day we got each other back.
Right.
And that's just culture of hip hop in my point of view, you know what I mean? So
right.
I don't know, man, it's real humbling.
And
just part of the experience, but be able to contribute a little bit more to the other communities as well.
Right, right. So, you know, now we're going to start with some of the tough questions here, right? Just to challenge it, you know, make the listeners think and you as well. Cause you mentioned Houston, right? We know Houston has got one of the biggest, rap labels, right? Rap-A-Lot and you know, a lot of artists. Is there a jealousy or rivalry with Austin hip hop artists in Houston, or, you know, that's question number one. And then do you think Austin is underrated when it comes to hip hop? So the first one, is it any rivalry or competition between Austin and Houston? And do you think Austin's underrated? But go ahead.
It's rivalry. There's always rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be? It just depends on how extensive they want to take it. Like, it's good to have a rival. It makes it makes you go harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As far as Austin being underrated, of course. I feel like Austin's always been underrated. We got South by Southwest down here. We get a lot of mainstream artists from different cities, different states, other parts of the world. And we got a lot of local artists that just don't get the recognition, no matter how much work they put in, no matter how much money they pay. To get it to where it's hard. So
right.
We grind hard. So we're not going to stop.
All right. Grind till I shine. Isn't that what you say?
That's right, Grant
Sean. So now let's talk a little bit, because I always, I have to ask the tough questions again. Just knee-jerk reaction. Number one in your mind, best Houston rapper. Number one. No ties. No ties. Number one.
Number one? I don't really know, man. I'm a Z-Ro, man. I grew up on a lot of Z-Ro. I grew up on a lot of SUC. Like, you know what I mean? But I bang Z-Ro a lot.
Okay.
As far as Texas, as far as a Houston rapper.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. All right. So the other question I always ask anybody that comes on the show that is into hip-hop, Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac.
Tupac? Okay. All right.
But you know, it's just like a lot of Tupac songs I can honestly relate to. You know what I mean? Like, I lost my mom at an early age, so Dear Mama hit me hard. Just the words and the little things I put my mama through at the same time.
Right.
But like, I bang Biggie too, though. So it's nothing against Biggie, but Tupac my number one on that one.
That's what's up. All right. Okay. And I always have to ask this as well. Top five MCs, dead or alive. Top five. Who do you think?
Top five MCs.
Dead or alive.
I'm going to say Nas. I still rock with Jay-Z.
Okay. Over.
Let me see. Ice Cube.
Okay.
KRS-One.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, man, I don't know. Can a five be like the whole crew, like Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, Wu-Tang. Yeah, you can bunch them all into one. That's fine.
I'm gonna speak to that right there.
All right. Look, that was real. Yeah, no, that's real diverse. You know what I'm saying? That was
a little bit of everybody, man. Like I like music from all over the world. Like I didn't music from London and stuff. And even if I ain't fully understand what they're saying, I just like the way the feel of the music is. Like it just moves me. So
right. Okay. All right. So, you know, we know that you're the number one hip hop artist in Austin, bar none. Right. We're going to put that out there. You're the number one. And right. But influences, you said you've been rapping, you know, for a long time, dang near your whole life. But when it comes to your musical influences that you think about as you're creating music or that influenced you to get into the music, you know, what can you remember a song that you heard? This is like two or three questions at once, but can you remember that first rap song that you heard? You're like, oh man, I got to do that. And then you can tell me about like who influences you.
So I'm gonna say it was at a really like Tupac Zero growing up. It was I Found Me, man. F them, I Found Me. You know what I mean? Like that was my jam right there, man. Like, and it kind of just gave me the sense of finding myself. So like, I was real adamant about learning as much as I could,
right,
for my culture, and like doing a self inventory check on myself.
Okay.
I want, like, far as what I want to be, what am I really trying to pursue? And like, just say, like, when growing up listening to Houston rappers, listening to Zero, listening to Kiki, Slim Thug, Bun B, all these people, Pimp C, you know what I mean? Like, Big Mo, Paul Wall, like, all these people. It was inspiring, man. So, like, yeah, that was one of the big songs growing up when I was in middle school.
Okay.
With 0.
Okay. All right. Okay. So when you, if you had to, you know, sort of compare yourself, or your style, you know, who would you sort of compare yourself to? Not saying that you're like them, but just, you know, what are your some of, you know, who do you think?
That's the tricky one right there, because I never really tried to. Like, I don't know. I listen to so much, I feel like I can emulate a little bit of everything, but it's always, like, put out as my own. Or, like, my own. I can't really say who I kind of sound like, or... Man, but I don't know. Okay. I just listen to everybody, and it just helped me be me.
So it's kind of a gumbo of things, you know, just an assortment.
It's just big soup platter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cornucopia of various styles.
Yeah. Big bowl of oatmeal. It's all kinds of fruits and berries, man.
We're gonna throw some grits. Yeah. So, in terms of the singing, man, because you know, let's keep it real. The ladies love the singing. So, did you start off singing and then rapping, or did you rap and then sing, or how did that combination, you know, kind of come across? Because on Smoke and Ride, you did an amazing job vocally, you know, with that track. So, you know, talk a little bit about that.
I got to give all praises to God on that, and my mom and daddy for keeping me in the church house growing up, man. That's where that started from. I was real shy to begin. He started getting me singing choir.
Okay.
I just had cold feet every time I had to stand up in front of the congregation.
Okay.
And sing. So okay. I ended up going to play drums. So that's where, like, I guess, like, the hip hop part came in, because I'm playing drums in church. Like, age 9 on up. And when I get home with my friends.
Right.
I'm singing songs that I hear on the radio, but I had a hard time singing in front of everybody else. So it kind of just.
Right.
End up developing in its own way, where I had my little hip hop side of me, then I had this church boy side, drummer boy side.
Right.
And I had to get out the shell. So, yeah, the singing came from that. The singing came from the church house.
All right. That's what's up, man. And I'm not mad at that. So, you know, the one, now that you're on that, because, you know, like you, man, I grew up in the church too, but did they make you sing Eye on the Sparrow? Did you have to?
I just sung This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, right.
I done a little solo, Amazing Grace, like, but, you know.
Okay.
it's all a blessing, man. It humbles me when I think back where I came from and stuff.
Hey, man, can you give us a little Amazing Grace, man? Can you do that for?
Let's see. It is Sunday, right?
It is Sunday.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
All right. I hear you. I hear it, man. Bro, shoot, take him to church. I love that, man. I love that. So you know, with that, what you know, let me say thank you first of all, you know, because you know, at We Ain't Scared Records, man, we were really looking for some different kind of artists, you know, different kind of talent. And then with the tour, man, we're really looking forward to, you know, having you back out in 2018. But one other question that I do want to ask you that I always ask anybody in hip hop is, it's about the current state of hip hop, right? There's a lot of haters on mumble rap, and you know, I'm going to give my personal opinion, but what is it? How do you feel about the current state of hip hop? Whether it's mumble rap or, you know, even with Cardi B's situation with people saying that she's not a real artist. Right, she just kind of a fluke. So
Cardi B, dope, man. Cardi B, hot. What's going on right now? Like they tripping.
Okay.
As far as I hear it a lot, the mumble rap, but it's like, man, if the person sound like the Tasmanian Devil, mm-hmm. and you can jam to their music, mm-hmm. what does it matter?
Mm.
It's not their fault. It's your fault. You don't understand what they're saying.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. Like, some people rap faster than others, some people listen too slow.
Mm.
That's how it is. Like I don't know. Some people say I rap too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I need something. But now you need to speed up the way you hear things. Like, you listening too slow.
Right.
That's not my problem. But for all the people out there that got haters, say they got mumble raps, man, do your thing, keep doing it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Trying to keep it PG-13, but you know what it is.
Like, yeah. No, I get it.
The world go around.
Right.
And right. For a million people to go buy somebody album, and you got a couple of thousand people that just going to sit there and hate on you, the more you hate, the more I sell.
True. Real talk. And I think, too, part of it is every generation always talks about the generation before. Right. And the thing about it is hip hop has to evolve because people evolve. Right. And so
every generation evolves.
Right. Exactly.
That's what it is. Like, your parents tell you growing up, I want you to be better than me.
Right.
But that was the previous generation before your time.
Right.
And when that person gets up and tell their kids, I want you to be better than me, it's the same thing throughout the generations. Each generation should get better, should want to get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so on that note, man, I know we're running a little short on time. Let me just do it. You know, like I said, a quick recap here. The Red EP, right, is going to drop 2018. It's going to have Nels 51 Deuces on it and Golden Boy and Sivion and RGs. So we just look forward to. Right. Shout out RGs, the Bay Area. So we want everybody to just continue to keep an eye on We Ain't Scared Records. You know, we're going to be doing some big things. And as for you, Nels, you want to shout out any of your social media?
Shout out all my people on Facebook. Shout out all my followers on Twitter, Instagram, all that good old stuff. If you ain't got me, go ahead and download iTunes and get the Smoking Rod single. Look for me on YouTube. Videos coming soon. It is what it is. I'm just honored. I'm pleased, and I'm just blessed to be in this position. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Free Wolf, NLE, going to LaShawn, GTIS all day long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, Nels, again, man, I appreciate you coming by and sharing your thoughts and knowing that you're giving back the way that you are to help the residents of Flint, that water crisis. The proceeds from the downloads are going to purchase additional water filters. Also want to thank the listeners for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1 with Nels 51 Deuces. And what do we say? What do we say, Nels?
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared, right?
We ain't scared.
We ain't scared. We ain't scared. Records, you heard it here. We ain't scared.